My name is Akila Saida Camarilla Hughes. Contrary to the belief popularized by doctors and substitute teachers, all of the letters in my name are not, in fact, silent. It isn't a symbol like Prince. It's 25 letters, 11 syllables, and it rhymes up until the last name. It's pronounced Akila Saida Camarilla Hughes. It's Swahili, Arabic, and Irish, respectively. Hughes is the Irish one, to be clear. Akila means intelligent one who reasons, which I'd say is fitting, save for my penchant for overreaction to any modicum of adversity. Let's just say you don't want to be working for Spectrum if it's storming during the season finale of anything from Shondaland. Camarilla is Arabic for like the moon, which is both romantic and mysterious, things that I'm mostly not. Back in my chubbier years, my siblings would tell me that I was like the moon in that I was round. Saida means happy and fortunate, which seems like a missed naming opportunity for Zoloft and Viagra, but I digress. Before settling on my nomenclature, Mom had a short list of potential contenders from a book on African names she still has in the house. Fola Shade, the HD version of ageless singer Shade's name, was my mom's first pick. My mom lived for her music in the mid-80s, citing Is It a Crime as her R&B jam of choice. I prefer Smooth Operator. She went with Akila, though, because she liked the way it sounded when she said it aloud. It took her a record 2 weeks to name Mulaney, my sister, who is just a day short of a year older than me. The family just referred to her as a baby, which is hilarious as it means nothing and is just a cool way to say a baby, until she fired up the old paperback and decided Mulaney was a decent fit. Her lucky number is 6, the number of letters in my sister's full name, Mulaney, or Lainey for short, my brother's name, Bomani, whom we call Bo, and my full first name. And she liked what Akila meant. Do name meanings actually affect the way your kids turn out to be? Michael means close to God, so is that why Michael Jordan and Michael B. Jordan rule? How can that explain all the Michaels that kinda suck? Are names like astrology? Is astrology only mostly fake? These are all legitimate questions. Like Sesame Street, my mother fervently believes in knowledge and education being the only paths to success. So, of course, she loved a name that basically means smarty pants. Common mispronunciations range from the condonable Akila, which would make such a dope DJ name, to the you didn't even try at all, comma, asshole pronunciation, Alkaline. I also have vivid memories of watching The Sandlot and Pee-wee's Big Adventure as a kid and thinking it was super unfair how my name rhymed with something called Tequila, which would later be known as my best frenemy. I've never hated my name, though. To me, it almost sounded like the name of a princess in a Disney movie. It had a beautiful ring to it, coming out of even the grossest of mouths. But I did come close to hating it once, and I still have a vendetta against Kiki Palmer. In the spring of 2006, while I was slacking through the second semester of sophomore year of undergrad, a movie called Akila and the Bee came out. It starred Kiki Palmer as 11-year-old Akila, a spelling bee champion in waiting in an inner city. Filled with family fun and Lawrence Fishburne's encouragement, it made me completely sick. To begin, Akila is spelled with one I, not 50 E's. Additionally, if a movie studio is going to blatantly steal my life story, the very least they could do is change the main character's name. That's right. I'm pretty sure that Akila and the Bee is based on my life. And not just because Akila stole my name, because I, too, was a spelling bee queen. In first grade, I got a 100% on every spelling test Miss Moore could throw at me. On, an, sack, bat, back, black, snack. My brain prioritized the spelling of snack the moment I found out which Dunkaroos I liked best. The moment I saw a word in a book or heard a new word in conversation, I committed its spelling to memory. I never had to study. I knew far too many words and their elementary spellings to be intimidated by a 20-word quiz. I was promptly moved up to the third grade spelling level, which, again, presented no challenge. By fifth grade, word had spread that no one could outspell Akila in the upcoming school-wide spelling bee. It wasn't much of a reputation, but it sure beat the hell out of being the kid everyone suspected of hoarding milk cartons in his backpack. Any cred is better than that. The air smelled fresher the morning of the bee. It was unseasonably warm for spring, and the dew made the grass sparkle like the Emerald City. Waltzing pompously into the library, I didn't even wince at the ancient librarian with the toe thumb, Google it, who was mumbling about returning books and permanent records or something. I watched a girl who made fun of me back in my Boys and Girls Club days for crying during the Halloween sleepover when they made 6-year-old me watch Scream, misspell pray, as she didn't even think to ask to hear it used in a sentence. I rubbed my little paws together as sticky kids misspelled sanitary, cleanliness, and hygiene. The final round came, and suddenly my nerve showed up. I had to win. What excuse would I have for not winning? I was the girl who knew how to spell. Before I would even have to face my mom, I'd have to face my class at recess. Who knew how much they'd drag me if the girl who beat them every week in spelling lost to anyone else?